It's the Cricket Shed. Hello there, it's Larry Quidera and you're listening to the Cricket Shed podcast, the podcast that looks at development cricket and what says development cricket more than under 19 cricket, because under 19 cricket is just 2 days away, yes, the 15th of January, and I've got a really special episode for you. I'm having a chat with Andy Blicknell, the Zimbabwe legend. He's got two kids in the team, twins Kieran and Michael Blicknell. So he's going to talk about bringing up a child within to become a cricketer at international level. So let's get into it. It's the Cricket Shed. Hi guys, so I'm here with Andy Blicknell. Of course, if you know, I remember growing up and watching you hit the big sixes. Murewa, how are you doing?
No, fine, Larry. We're all good. We are excited. We are watching the beginning of the Zim Under 19, the preparations for the World Cup. This is the first warm-up game. But yeah, we're excited to see what the boys can do.
It's sort of like it's here, isn't it? It's just like, yeah, you're talking about when you found out 2 years ago Zimbabwe's hosting it. You think it's like far, but it's now here.
Yeah, it's on our doorstep. So everybody, come and support the lads.
Supporting the lads. You got two lads in there?
Yes, the twins, Michael and Kieran, are in the squad. So, yeah, we'll be supporting them.
And take us through the motions, because, you know, everybody talks about, you know, a parent building a player for cricket. And is it more pressure being a former cricketer yourself? That how do you, like, sort of remove yourself from the situation but also still involve yourself?
Yes, no, I think all those parents who've got kids playing, it's a difficult one, but having played myself, obviously I have some experience and I know certain things, good things to do and certain things I shouldn't do. But yeah, it's always tricky. We're always emotionally invested in the children.
And how do you get the kids focused on cricket? Because at that age, it's a formative period of theirs in their teenage years.
No, it's tricky, but I think if they like the game and love the game, then you don't have to push too much. If you find you got to push a lot, then perhaps you're pushing the wrong system.
This the thing is about a system, isn't it?
Yes, no, kids have got to love the game, and then you can work with that. But, you know, if your children don't like a particular thing, I don't think there's much point in pushing down that road.
Do you feel it was easy with your children to like they were already interested in cricket, is that what you believe?
Yes, for me, I think definitely that's the case. Obviously, they know a bit of my history and they've seen it, so I think they felt like they wanted to experience similar things if possible. So yeah, they've always been they've always enjoyed the cricket. Yes,
and your sons are very built. Of course, they've got individual personalities involved. They're twins. One's an accumulator, builds in innings. The one that is a big hitter. Is it something they found in themselves or is it something that you encouraged?
No, I think we like to identify what comes naturally to the children and then we support that. So one naturally is always played differently to the other.
And how's the relationship with the other parents who've got kids who play cricket? Does that bring everybody closer? Is there a situation where, like, I've seen sometimes parents whose kid is on the bench or something still come and watch?
Yes, I think parents, we all same. We all want the same thing. We want success and kids to enjoy. So, no, we're all part of the same team. No, when we see each other at schools, our kids may be playing against each other. But I think Zimbabwe is such a small place that we all generally know each other. And we know that the game is bigger than just a schoolboy match.
Under 19 is something that you didn't have opportunity to play at a World Cup. But you did some under 19 tours, didn't you?
Yes, I think in my time we did a tour to South Africa, and also around that time I think England under 19 toured Zimbabwe. But things have changed a lot, and now of course we've got the World Cups and all this going on, so it's nice to see progress.
But what did you learn from your time playing under 19 level?
That was very long ago, but I think what we learned was that a lot of countries seem to have other advantages, you know, because they seem to be more involved in first-class structures at an early age than we were. But yeah, I think wherever you go in the world, there's a lot to learn. But yeah, I would like to say that what I've seen at this World Cup with the children this year is a lot of preparation has gone into it, which I commend the ZC for. And yeah, it can only help.
And that's what I want to ask next, that there's been just a whole lot of cricket being played, isn't there?
Yes, now there's been a lot of cricket being played. These children have played since June, July last year when we had Bangladesh and South Africa under 19 year. And literally they've practiced full time up to now. So I'm sure the children will be tired. But yeah, they've prepared hard. And so we wish them the best.
And looking at that, you also look at a situation that they're playing together. And then there was, I think for the last month, they've been living together.
Yes, they were in the Takashinga Academy. They lived at the Takashinga house there. So yes, the players have had a good chance to bond and experience the same things all together. So yeah, it's been an experience for those who haven't been there. But yeah, it's good. I think a lot of bonding has been done and set a platform for going forward.
It's easy to talk about the naysayers, but what do you say to people that are thinking about whether they're on the fence about supporting the team? What do you say to them?
No, I think no matter people's different opinions, the common goal is for the children to do well. So everybody, we must be supporting the children. And of course, everyone's allowed their opinions. But when it comes to the children, the focus is on supporting the children and not discussing or debating other external structures.
What you're hoping for in this tournament? Of course, winning the tournament would be nice, but what you're hoping for?
I just want to see good performances. I want the boys to be, if they do lose a game, it must be because they were outplayed and not because they're under-executed.
Okay, all the best.
Thank you very much, Zimbabwe. We'll see you on the field. Cheers.
Cheers.
Game on, Zimbabwe. The ICC Under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup 2026 is here. 15 January to 6 February, and the stadiums are calling your name. Watch our boys in Group C take on Scotland, England and Pakistan at Takashinga Cricket Club in Highfield, fighting for the Super 6, semis and the grand finale at Harare Sports Club. Meanwhile, Queen Sports Club in Bulawayo will also be on fire as India, Bangladesh, New Zealand and the USA battle it out in the group stage. All matches start 9:30 a.m. Entry is free. Excitement? Off the charts. Bring your squad, paint the stands, and witness the future stars of cricket live. ICC Under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup 2026. Don't just watch it, live it.
Thank you very much for the listen. I have another episode of this podcast, of course, on the day before the eve. Got a special episode for you, and then we're going to have one on the day of the cricket. Unfortunately, the rain is looking like a mess. Oh, we need the rain. Rain, go away, come again another day. Remember that song we used to sing? Yes, yeah. I don't know why it's raining so much this year, because we had a lot of cricket around this time of the year last year. We had the visit of Afghanistan, we had the visits of Pakistan, Ireland and the sort, and quite most of those games were able to be played through to the end. So yeah, hoping things work out. 15 January to the 6th of February is the Under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup being held in Zimbabwe and Namibia. Entry is free, okay? Get is free of charge. So just go over to the ICC or just go to 3mob.com, look for the page where we've got the Under-19 World Cup, and then you'll be able to get all the information you need to put on the Under-19 World Cup. So yeah, that's it. My name is Larry Quidditch. This is a 3mob radio production for Three Men on a Boat, +263 719 903 327. That's the WhatsApp number. Just get in touch with me. Let's keep the conversation going. Otherwise, take care of yourself and the people that you love. As I say, from where I come from, my name is Larry Quidditch. See you, Sese Benza. Take care of yourself.
And that's it for this week's episode. Add us to your podcatcher or on iTunes now so that you can make sure you never miss out on another second of our wonderful podcast. We would hate for you to miss out. Have a great week, everyone.